The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
You are indeed listening to the KJS Show on the heartbeat of heritage, the soundtrack in the city, Kofifi FM 97.2. And this Sunday, we travel across sound, time, and spirit with a guest whose name literally means unity and whose music does just that. And from the bustling streets of Cape Town to the bright lights of New York City, Lumanyano Mzi Bazana is not just playing the drums. He is composing life. A multi-award winning drummer, producer, composer, and bandleader whose journey started with a pulse of reggae in his father's garage and has since grown into a global rhythm of jazz, African soul, gospel, and experimental freedom. A Berklee College of Music graduate who's played with legends from Judith Sipuma, Manisi Jangchis to Terilyn Carrington and Sona Shobate. And now he's stepping into his own light with a debut solo project that promises to be nothing short of breathtaking. Itemba Elisha, A New Hope, isn't just music. It is a map back to self, a call to healing, a drumbeat of dreaming again, and a sonic love letter to humanity and all its broken brilliance. And the best part, he's bringing it all home with an upcoming tour of South Africa that promises to reconnect the roots to the sky. So whether you're tuning in right now from Kofifi Land, the Cape, or across the global, you know, stages with our live stream, get ready to meet a young lion of music, you know, who's roaring with grace, groove, and purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, family of rhythm, Kofifi FM, please help me welcome to the KJS Show the inimitable, the luminous. His name is Lumanyano Mzi Bazana. Show, brother.
Oh, and Gusigakulubudram, thank you so much for such an incredible introduction. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. And Gus.
Absolutely. And welcome, of course, to Kofifi FM. Now, let's take it right back. You know, Mzi, 6 years old, you are sneaking out, you know, onto your dad's reggae rehearsals, and suddenly you are now behind the drum kit. Did you even think about, or did you know, you know, that you were auditioning for the future that night?
Oh, I love the question. I actually did not know. Me, I was just crying so that I wouldn't be left behind. I just wanted to be there where it's happening. That's all that was happening in my mind. You know, I just wanted to be not left behind. I love, my father knew I loved music, and he set precedence with taking me to places. So now when he doesn't want to take me, I'm like, what has changed? So I will make it there on my own. I know how to get there. I'll follow. I know, I've always been observant of the routes and routes. So I made it there on my own.
Yeah. And I want to talk about, you know, your new album, you know, Itemba Elisha. It's like a soul-soaked sonic prayer, you know, part healing balm, part jazz time machine. What was the heartbeat, you know, I guess, behind this project? And what were you personally hoping to heal or maybe say through this project?
I think personally it was, you know, I was hoping to heal myself. This was the first time I've actually, I've ever left the country to go and live in a different country. you know, and having gotten an opportunity to go and study at Berklee College of Music, as great and amazing as it's been and as it was, being an international student is quite a tough thing, you know, and all those who are international students know. So I'm moving into a new country. We're moving into a new country because I moved with my wife here. And a lot is happening. You know, there's a change in the political climate of America. I'm leaving home for the first time. I've been on tour and stuff, and I've traveled. But, you know, when you're on tour, you know you're coming back home. You know, but this is going to be the new normal now. I'm going to be here for the next 4 years of my life. So with that coming the challenges of having to deal with certain uncertainties, things like funding and not knowing that I'll be able to continue whereas in my heart I want to be here and I'm enjoying of the space, but there's all these trials and tribulations, you know. On top of it, there's a lot of things happening in the world, you know, from wars in our world, and, you know, from political things changing here and there. I just felt that, you know, a lot of these things kind of sort of got heavy in my own personal self, you know. And and what I do as a musician is just to pretty much take my emotions and put them on paper as a melody. So a lot of this music came from that.
I'm interested to find out, you know, I mean, some of your luminaries or some of your cohorts, you know, Naledi, Tabelo Mokgatla, and many others are also part of Simon Manana. Those who are also kind of sharing the same space in terms of, you know, or maybe moving to a different country and being brand new, maybe, you know, to this space. How have you navigated, you know, this change of environment, I suppose?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, all these people you're mentioning are dear friends of mine, and Naledi actually got, I go way back with her as well. I got to work with her on her own project. I produced her her project Batu, and being in an international space, you know, it's quite funny, but also pretty cool that we actually always find each other as South Africans. And therefore, you know, we create our own community, which helps us deal with these changes, you know. And and as well as, you know, getting into meeting incredible people from all parts of the world who become our support and who become people in our ecosystem that help us actually deal with these changes.
I want to talk about, you know, how you've got this really fantastic way of blending old school South African jazz textures with a kind of slick global futurism. Let's call it that. You know,
I like that.
Right, right. How do you make tradition and innovation dance so seamlessly together?
I think it comes from my curiosity of sound in general. You know, I love music for what it is, for what it does to my heart and what it does to me personally. And I've always been one who's embraced all parts of music and all parts of genres. And I've had the incredible opportunity of working in all different spaces. You know, when you are when you're from South Africa, when you're from Cape Town or Joburg, in order to earn a living, you've got to be a chameleon of some sort, you know. But with that being said, you know, me being a chameleon of some sort comes from a really deep curiosity and love for the art of music. And so all of these things, you know, from working with incredible groups like, as you mentioned, Azania, Freshly Ground, getting to work with people like Judith Sipuma, Mandisi Janjis, and so forth, to name a few. You know, all of these, I consider them as the training ground of learning sonic things that I like out of music, you know. So which also are this rich heritage that I carry with me, you know, because I've learned from a lot of legends and people who I consider griots of our South African sound. And my vision has always to be able to authentically, you know, play that sound, you know, whilst embracing the things that I like sonically, you know. So it being a, what did you say it was again? A global?
I called it a global futurism. A kind of slick, you know.
I love that, actually. I love how you put it. You know, because it being that is that also, you know, I've also partly been really influenced by this new sound. You know, I'm in a new country and I'm hearing things differently, and I'm also sharing my music from home with people who are interpreting it, you know, differently. So all these things have become what
global futurism and an absolute kind of slick. In case you've just joined us, we're speaking to Lumanyana Mzee this week. He's our Page 3 artist, and he joins us ahead of a South African tour, his debut of Itemba Elisha, meaning a new hope. And throughout our conversation, you and I have been listening to, you know, music of this project exclusively ahead of its release on the 4th of July 2025. Of course, you're still spending time with the Keja show here every single Sunday from 10 until 1 o'clock, exclusive to Kofi FM 97.2. You've played with icons, you know, from Judith Sipuma and Freshly Ground to Terilyn Carrington and Sona Jobate. Let's talk about those collaborations and what have those taught you about listening, about leading, and possibly about letting go, you know?
You know, all these collaborations actually happened all uniquely in their different ways. For example, I've had the opportunity to be mentored and taught by Terilyn Carrington under the Berklee Jazz and Gender Justice Institute. Where I took a semester under her mentorship, and this was incredible, actually. Also, firstly, because I was being taught by another drummer in an ensemble setting, and it was incredible to actually get that feedback and actually get someone who is able to also, as a drummer herself, analyze and actually pretty much point out where some of my strengths and weaknesses are, you know. And I really appreciated that, as well as having to then perform with her last year at the Cambridge Jazz Festival. With the Berklee Jazz and Gender Justice Ensemble under her wing. So we were on stage together, but we played a both of us being drummers, so we shared the set as well as just some percussion on the side. And then having to be called to play with groups like Freshly Ground, I remember I subbed actually for one concert with them, and that was an incredible opportunity from my friend Peter Cohen and Simon Atwell, in which we would also then later start another group together with Simon, Julio and Chris, who are part members of Freshly Ground, called Congo Cowboys. You know, us, we just all pretty much got together due to our love of country music, and we've got an EP. We've got an EP out there, under the name Congo Cowboys. And having to work and be called by incredible percussionists like John Hassan, from Hassan and others, to be one of the musicians backing artists like Judith Sapuma, as well as playing with her as part of the Stellenbosch University Big Band under Felicia. So these incredible opportunities have all happened, and I've pretty much paid attention and learned quite a lot, in terms of how these artists carry their craft and carry themselves. And it's been something that I myself take to heart and try to implement in my own career journey. Yeah.
Yeah.
fantastic conversation this Sunday, and we're talking to Lumanyana Mzi here on the K-Jazz Show, reflecting on his journey through jazz, through music as a whole, and of course some of his favorite collaborations, the most, you know, prolific, I guess we'll call them that. And I want to talk Berkeley, you know, now. You know, what does it mean for a young man from Cape Town, you know, to walk the halls of Berkeley and now be living and working in New York City, the belly of the jazz beast, as it were? I mean, let's talk about, you know, reflecting on the shift in identity and dreams. I mean, it could have just begun, you know, in the middle of Langa, in the middle of, you know, the Victoria Wharf, and you're just like, I really want to play the drums. And all of a sudden you're in New York, where it is the hype of activity.
Speaking about Berkeley first and foremost, it is such an incredible space. You know, it's every musician's dream. I think, you know, it is not by chance that I also ended up there. You know, it's a school that I actually never knew about growing up, you know, and only got to know about once I entered the South African College of Music, UCT. And, you know, and through, you know, my teachers telling me about it and saying it would be a great space for me, you know, and I understood exactly why they said that when I got there, because it pretty much was the, or is the, is pretty much what, how my brain thinks and what my brain is in terms of what, how much things there are at the school. It is wonderland for musicians. You know, there's, it's such a, it's a global space with musicians from everywhere in the world, you know, you name it, Ghana, Australia, Austria, you know, and all this, even instrumentation wise, you know, there's people who play indigenous instruments, you know, there are people who love pop rock, whatever you want, it is in that space. So being there really, really, really inspired me, and the community and students and faculty equally have really played a huge role in my music career thus far. And and I'm actually really happy that I actually got to do it at a slightly older age, because then I could actually take full advantage of the opportunity, because I actually went in knowing what I want, and having to move to spaces like New York. Oh my word. it is indeed the mecca of jazz, you know. I love art, and I've gotten to work in all other spaces as well of artistic expressions. You know, there's Broadway, there's things. I can like get on a train at whatever time and go watch a piece by some artist, you know, and I can get to do those things. And the musicians, it's such a dynamic city that, you know, you will always find your people, you know, and in its diverseness and its rich mastery and in its technical ability, you know, there are a lot of great musicians, you know, and who are all amazing and can play anything. It just becomes now a difficult, the difficult thing to do is to choose, you know, who do you want to collaborate with? In which case, you know, finding things that have nothing to do with music become more important, actually.
Thank you.
the project for me feels spiritual, you know, when I listen. And it's not just music, you know, Lou, it's a mission, I mean, and a movement, as it were. And I want to talk to you about what the words Ithemba Elisha mean to you personally, and how do you keep your own hope alive, you know, in a world that feels, I suppose, if we can use the word, tired.
Well, first and foremost, you know, the new hope has actually manifested itself in the people that have journeyed with me and have pretty much become family. You know, and you know, when I think about specifically when times have just been really hard and you like, maybe I should pack it, or you don't get the answer that you desired out of a question you've asked, you know, and you feel hopeless, you know. And I felt that, you know, first and foremost, you know, I've led with hope since the age of six, you know, and I've always been hopeful about music and what it's done for me. It's not, and it's I think it's mostly those times where I felt hopeless, you know, and the music kept on coming as the hope that I needed, you know. And this is in the music being, you know, my people, my friends, my family, and those, you know, I meet along the way who share words of wisdom, or who continue to, as you say, it's a spiritual, who continue to be our prayer community, and, you know, who are out there interceding for us as a family, you know, and our families back home. So I felt that, you know, there's so much going on, and one thing we can't lose is that hope, you know.
Well, it's amazing to be a part of, you know, as we engage with you this Sunday here on Coffee FM 97.2. By the way, if you've just joined us, his name is Dumanyana Mzwi, and we are talking about his upcoming tour. And in fact, his brand new release is simply called Ithemba Elisha, A New Hope. It's an album, you know, that it has been long in making. If you look at his discography, he's worked on several projects. So it was only a matter of time until we got to get together with him and actually talk about his own personal release, which we have been. And in the past few, we've been talking about that, and of course reflecting also on his journey with jazz, including listening to some of the music that is exclusive to this Sunday here on Coffee FM 97.2. And of course, speaking about, you know, your tour, as we wrap things up, you know, how does it feel to be able to bring this body of work home after, you know, spending so much time, you know, abroad? And of course, let's talk about the dates, Lou, you know, and of course, you know, some of the Coffee Fidenders are officially waiting, ready and waiting, you know, to come and keep up with you and come and support, you know, these dates, these bandstands that we will be seeing you on.
Yeah, well, let me actually, before I start meandering around, let me get the dates first down. So, because I'm excited to pretty much share how it feels to bring this project at home. Just so before I, anything, let me share the dates. So we're playing in Makanda at the National Jazz, the National Youth Jazz Festival, at Makanda, the National Arts Jazz Festival, which will be on the 2nd to the 4th of July. And we're also playing on the 10th of July at the Youngblood Art Gallery Africa at in Cape Town on Bree Street, and as well as the Untitled Basement in Johannesburg on the 12th. And all of those you could find. Excuse me. You can find tickets on Quicket or through my website. There are links there. So I'm super excited to bring this music home. I'm excited about a lot of things. I'm excited to actually get to see my friends and family, and I'm also excited to actually bring some of my band members whom I've been sharing what South Africa is to for the past 6 years, and who I know are excited and waiting in anticipation to finally get to visit South Africa, right. to those of them who've not been there, you know, that I get to actually share this experience with them. You know, it's happened in such an amazing way, you know, that the plan that the album actually starts getting launched in South Africa, you know, right. a series of events happened that actually made this possible, you know, although it was not the initial plan, but at the same time, I think it had to be this, and that alone brings me so much joy. So I'm also excited about a collaboration that I'm doing with my fellow collaborator, mentor and professor Kevin Harris, who's also in the band. You know, I'm doing something with him on the 8th of July in Stellenbosch at the Stellenbosch Chamber Music Festival. He is premiering his symphonic works called Light and Resonance in Ode to Steve Biko. Yeah, wow. So there's all these things that are happening that I'm really excited about. But most of all, I'm really excited to just, you know, I always explain us back home as a singing nation, you know, because a lot of the audiences we play for here, pretty much just like, you know, I'm like, you know, we're playing emotive music, and not to say that they're not feeling it, they are, they do respond, but they do, it's in their own way. But I always say to my bandmates, yo man, you're back home, you know, we are a singing nation now, you know, our audiences are very dynamic, and
correct.
I'm so excited to actually share that part of it with my band too.
And as we wrap up, you know, we've only got like 2 minutes left of this conversation. It's Youth Month in South Africa, Lou, and I want us to play out with, you know, the next single from the project before it comes out on the 4th of July 2025, Youth of 76. Let's talk about the single and what it means to you today, you know, as we reflect anyway on this day of history tomorrow, which is the Monday of the 16th, and of course the history of South Africa and why it's so important for you to pay tribute to this commemoration.
Yes, it actually comes out this Friday. It would have been it will be out. And this song pretty much actually, you know, what started as a simple idea of just me returning home just before June 16, when I first came back home to do a tour with Azania, you know, I suddenly remembered that, oh, actually, you know, I've been on an American calendar. So some of the most significant events back home, you know, are, you know, June 16, and which is something that has been such a part of my life growing up from primary school to through to, you know, being at college. And so what felt like a just me going down memory and this melody coming about, you know, I wrote this song in homage of, you know, the youth of 76, you know, and I recognize that, you know, I am where I am, you know, partly because of what they did, you know, I walk in their shoulders, you know, and they've opened up this incredible opportunity for me to be able to, you know, dream and go beyond and be able to even get to a place where I can actually study music in other countries. So this song is pretty much a reminder, you know, of all those that youth of 1976 and the great work that they fought for and what they represented. And I just wanted to bring light into that conversation and perhaps continue the conversation, you know, when it comes to things like equal education and so forth.
Really incredible. You and I can carry on forever, but I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this Sunday, and I look forward to seeing you, you know, on the South African bandstands for the upcoming tour in July. An audience is eagerly waiting for you to come through and share this incredible music. And of course, thank you once again for joining us this Sunday on the KJazz Show.
Thank you very much, Buti.
Absolutely. Is South African born New York based award-winning drummer, composer, producer, and bandleader live from New York this Sunday, Lumanyano Mzi Bazana. And as always, he was on the KJazz Show.